hopes of solving it. Well, knowing as much as we do, it will be singular indeed if we fail to discover the rest. You must yourself have formed some theory which will explain the facts to which we have listened.
In a vague way, yes.
What was your idea, then?
It seemed to me to be obvious that this Greek girl had been carried off by the young Englishman named Harold Latimer.
Carried off from where?
Athens, perhaps.
Sherlock Holmes shook his head. This young man could not talk a word of Greek. The lady could talk English fairly well. Inference, that she had been in England some little time, but he had not been in Greece.
Well, then, we will presume that she had once come on a visit to England, and that this Harold had persuaded her to fly with him.
That is more probable.
Then the brother, for that, I fancy, must be the relationship, comes over from Greece to interfere. He imprudently puts himself into the power of the young man and his older associate. They seize him and use violence towards him in order to make him sign some papers to make over the girl's fortune, of which he may be trustee, to them. This he refuses to do. In order to negotiate with him, they have to get an interpreter, and they pitch upon this Mr. Melas, having used some other one before. The girl is not told of the arrival of her brother, and finds it out by the merest accident.
"Excellent, Watson!" cried Holmes. "I really fancy that you are not far from the truth. You see that we hold all the cards, and we have only to fear some sudden act of violence on their part. If they give us time, we must have them.
But how can we find where this house lies?
Well, if our conjecture is correct, and the girl's name is or was Sophie Catrides, we should have no difficulty in tracing her. That must be our main hope, for the brother is, of course, a complete stranger. It is clear that some time has elapsed since this Harold established these relations with the girl, some weeks at any rate, since the brother in Greece has had time to hear of it and come across. If they have been living in the same place during this time, it is probable that we shall have some answer to Mycroft's advertisement.